Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Didi joins us now, and I've described this as a passion project of his. Formerly with the Grizzlies. I knew him in a previous life, or a previous life for both of us. Now the Miracle League of Memphis. It's our third straight year having him in, or at least having him on, to promote. This year it's Ball Cards and Brews 3. It's the third year he's managed to put this on. Feels like he's got a lot of it on his back. I love him for doing it. It's a family event Saturday at Grind City Media Brewing Company. It's intended to raise funds, of course, for the Miracle League of Memphis and its goal of building a fully accessible baseball field and playground where all Memphians can play the game. John and I have loved this mission, and we want to continue to support it in whatever way we can. And, bro, you're bringing us gifts. To start this, Mr. Ryan Didi, are these the mugs that folks can get, the unbelievable famous mugs?
That's it. That's the wooden bat barrel mug that each year we do a different design, but it's something that is just kind of a neat thing that we've brought to the table. And we have a lot of people that now are reaching out even in advance saying, what's this year's mug going to look like?
They're so unique, dude.
Yeah, they're collecting them year in, year out. The neatest thing I would say is that you know, our buddy and supporter, Brent Rooker, who's joined us in the past,
yep.
As he was going through his All-Star festivities and doing well, saw a lot of people posting these mugs signed by Brent Rooker that they got from the inaugural event.
Shined in the Home Run Derby.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's unreal.
Yo, man. Him and John have gotten real. Oh, that's
good.
Yeah. They're buddy now.
Yeah. Well, he followed me for a long time back when because he started out before he was a baseball player. Mm-hmm. He was a Grizzlies fan.
Okay.
And so he would follow my Grizzlies tweets, and he would tweet me and say nice things when he was just coming up, you know?
Yeah.
Really, really good dude.
Super down to earth. He, you know, a lot of guys, always you know, been. when you reach out and say, would you like to make an appearance, the first question you get is, what's the fee, right? And, you know, being a charity, that's just not a thing.
But right.
Brent asked for absolutely nothing. He willingly came, and much like Jonathan Bolin this year, a local guy, both from
Tiger.
High school and Tiger. Yeah, and if you look at the record books, he's there, as is his father. But yeah, same thing, just a nice guy who wants to give back locally and did not ask for anything whatsoever, just other than he wants to participate.
It's awesome. We've had JB in, Jonathan Bolin. You guys remember him, former Tiger. I think we had him in when he got drafted.
Yep.
It was a few years ago. He'll be out there Saturday. Tell us more in terms of the everything that'll be on hand on Saturday. There's memorabilia out there. You've got these mugs. Noon to 6 on Saturday?
Noon to 6. So if you look at the day, okay,
yep.
I call this the rare opportunity for the sports trifecta if you're a big sports local fan, right? You got the Tigers, 11.
That's right. It's an early game.
Whether you go and watch it, come and watch it with us, come after, they win, right?
Let's hope so.
Come down, do the Ball Cards and Brews, and then head on over to FedEx Forum, you know, for the Grizzlies game. That's a 1-2-3 punch that, man, if I wasn't working all this thing, I'd be doing all three.
Right there and on.
100%. But it's really a confluence of a lot of people putting their time and effort and pride in this city to pull this thing off. So Grind City, it starts there. Hopper and his crew, they donate the space third year in a row, and they have been nothing short of awesome. Great place, great people. We get a lot of our vendors from Jonathan, who locally runs the Mid-South Sports Cards and Collectibles show. Great guy. He also sponsored the tables this year, the tables themselves. So appreciate that. Wade and my buddy Dusty over there at Nash Cards, they yep. have a huge presence every year and come out and do all kinds of fun things with the kids. And then actually we've added Chris over at DBAT Memphis this year. So stay tuned. We'll be announcing some of the prospects that they're going to bring over and have a presence as well. So it'll be Jonathan plus a few others that are kind of coming up the ranks. They have a lot of talent that's run through that facility, and we're really thrilled to have them on board as well.
For folks that haven't heard you the previous 2 years, come on and talk about the goal and the mission
sure.
and this ballpark and this playground. Let's educate them on how this started for you.
Sure. So Miracle League in and of itself exists all over the country. It's actually mm-hmm. recognized by the Baseball Hall of Fame. But what they do is they get a contingent of people together in any area who want to come together, raise money, and build a fully accessible baseball field, and in this case, a playground, so that no matter a child or even adults, potential handicap, disability, mobility issue,
whatever the name,
whatever yep. it may be, they can safely play on this highly, highly specialized field safely without fear of getting injured and just have a great time with it. So we're getting ever so close to actually sticking shovels in the ground and breaking ground on the field itself. That'll be phase one. Phase two then will be the playground itself.
Do you guys know where yet? Have you already picked out location and all that?
Yeah, so we've worked with the city, and they've been incredibly supportive as well and love this idea and this concept. So they've given us the existing field at Toby Park
yeah.
down in Midtown.
Yeah, right? You're being
Toby.
Florida
Bed, and yeah, just in the shadows of the old Tiger Stadium and field. So it's going right there, and then it's on us to raise, and it's a substantial number. But
how much more do we need?
I want to say, and don't quote me on this, I'm sure. not the financial guy, I'm the ballpark.
No, but let's get it out there so folks know the need.
For the field itself, I think we're roughly 15,000, 20,000 off,
okay.
Which is significant number, but not when you consider the total price tag on this at the outset was about $3.5 million
wow, yeah.
to get all of this done. So we've been pushing hard. Mr. Eddie, who spearheads this, nicest guy in the world, he does a lot of reaching out and talking with businesses and corporate entities and grants and those types of things. The one thing they didn't have when they initially came to me a few years ago was they didn't have any events, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that just wasn't something they had done. They were familiar with me and having done a number of events. I'm a longtime contributor for the National Kidney Foundation as well. Which just fits in with my daily job with the great folks at the Vascular and Vein Institute of the South. They just had heard about things I've done with them, events, golf tournaments, all types of things, and
yep.
said, hey, could you help us out? And the idea, being a sports guy and just a Memphian, this is home. I'm not from here, but it's home. I was very much compelled to get on board.
Yeah, usually I'm used to the shirt and tie was the Grizzlies attire. Now mm-hmm. the guy's in scrubs.
That's yeah, right, man.
All the time, much more comfortable, I'd imagine. You look,
it's like working in the PJs, you know. Come into the radio
that's
and
right.
rock my hoodie
and all that.
Well, one of us is very sharply dressed.
Yeah, you're
just
on
Wednesdays,
today.
As you know.
Yeah, we call it teal on Beal.
Teal on Beal, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, if that works.
I think it works, man. It's not just baseball cards, though, right? I mean, you'll have all sports?
100%. So okay. We'll have all sports. Usually there's a couple folks with even non-sports
in okay, yeah,
the
yeah.
trading card market. It's
yeah.
sports-based, but there's always guys, and these dealers are awesome. I'm familiar with them, having set up at the show in Bartlett routinely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have everything. Old,
was this Lawrence Molden stuff you sent me real?
That's 100% real. I almost brought it today. Just so you could, I didn't know if you wanted to like hold it or, you know. Put them on, or I wasn't sure.
We are both. We text each other all the time. This guy, anytime I bring up Lawrence Molden,
yeah,
I'm on it. Yeah, I grew up just outside of Syracuse.
Got it.
Syracuse
Molden.
So whether makes it's sense, Lawrence yeah. Molden, Billy Owens, yeah, Eric Coleman,
he can probably envision the tattoo that is here
very
that
familiar.
Was once on yeah. Lawrence Molden.
And although
I didn't want to come buy it, man, is that something I can come get?
You'd have to make a significant offer to the old Ryan Deedy collection to get that off of my hands. So
wow.
Off a Syracuse man's hands.
Yep.
I'd have to pay big. I want to put it on and take a picture in the
Yeah, you can only imagine.
And show off my tattoo.
When that arrived at the house, what my wife said, she's like, "What is this?"
No, it says LM on it. Yep. Like, it's got his initials on it.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
And then he just passed away.
Right.
Yeah, he was a
Syracuse
great,
legend, bro.
And, you know, I think everybody here is familiar with Elliot Perry socks.
Yeah. Elliot Perry socks.
Lawrence Moten, before that, had the high socks.
He did wear the high socks pulled up. Yeah. I guess with the socks, that's always been.
I mean, I'm rocking mine right now. No joke.
Yeah.
Still do it to this day.
So where can folks go to find out more information to help, to find out more information about Saturday? Where can they visit?
So Facebook page is great. All of our socials are up and active, have all the information. The Miracle League website is a great option. But, you know, if you're in any of the kind of collecting spaces on any of the social channels locally, it's probably come across your your page, or obviously hop on any of the 92.9 ESPN
socials. Yeah, we've got it out there.
You guys have been awesome about supporting this once again, and I can't thank you guys enough.
Oh, dude, no. What you're doing, we're behind it every single year that you're going to put this on. MemphisMiracleLeague.org is the site. And, of course, Ryan mentioned it, Miracle League of Memphis is the Facebook page. What do you think about those Grizzlies? You still got Grizz opinions.
I
were down there.
The Grizzlies fundamentally make no sense. That's my take. Why?
After trading Desmond Bane?
Well, it's not so much after trading Desmond Bane. I think that was a move that was necessary. I think the thing that I keep going back to is you look at, and you'd have to correct me if I'm wrong on the statistics of it all. That was my previous
life.
But your mind still kind of ticks a certain way. The Grizzlies, if I'm not mistaken, for the last five or so years have always been in the top 10 as far as youngest teams, okay? Which you would think, hey, younger guys, a little more spry, not as prone to injury. But I got to believe you then match that up with just sheer numbers of games missed by individual players. They're probably top three, top five.
Easily. It feels like it. Yeah.
So it's this weird dynamic of one of the youngest teams. I know one year they were the youngest in the past 5 years. It just doesn't quite match up and doesn't make sense. You know, when we think of injuries, you know, you think of now the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
And Steph and Draymond and
Bron's out.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler. Yeah. And man, did they. They're going to be an issue.
That's not a real injury.
Yeah. Bronze, okay, you're right.
That's
feelings hurt.
That's old man.
All right.
You know.
But you're making a great point. I don't think we've ever
A weird dynamic, and I fundamentally don't get it. And it's certainly not an indictment on the training staff and all that. They have some of the best people on the planet helping these guys stay fit and healthy. It's just such an odd thing. And I'm hoping this is the year they can kind of shake that off, because they're still probably, I would imagine, in the top 10 as far as youngest teams.
Yeah.
Which is usually something you want, right? Mm-hmm. Set you up for the future. Usually your guys are hurt a lot less. It's just been the complete opposite, and it doesn't make sense.
And you're prediction starting banged up again.
Yeah, prediction number two. I know we've long waited for that big move. I think Desmond obviously was a big move. I think this is the year, though, you see the big move. I think they're going to get mid-season, and we'll have to rewind mid-season and check this, but I think this is the year that with the capital they've built in terms of assets and future assets and all the things, I think this is the year that mid-season they're going to be kind of right on the inside looking out or outside looking in, right on the cusp of that 8 to 10, 11 type thing in the West. I think this is the year where they're going to package something up and make probably a significant move. They've drafted well. Let's not take anything away from them. They've overall drafted
Absolutely.
Well. They've made some good moves, some smart moves. But I think we've all been waiting for that one move.
Yeah.
And I think this is the year they're going to get very real and mid-season make that big move. Just my gut on that. But
how about that?
I think
Ryan
Deedy
coming in here making big, bold predictions.
There we go. Yep.
They may need to. At that point, it might get to a point where you have to, and you've got those assets, it'd be time to capitalize on.
I
wonder if they'll be willing to do it that soon.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to be, is that they're going to get to a point where you've been setting all this up to be able to make that move. I think in the past, what they've had, quite frankly, is either too tied in from a money standpoint or guys that, you know, aren't as desirable as much as we love them all here.
Right.
I think they now have some pieces that are going to be very attractive between contracts, draft picks, players themselves. where this is the year they make a big splash, which we always wait for. We always anticipate.
Yep.
The reality is you can't do that every year. This is the year I think they probably move forward and make some significant move for somebody that helps them right now. And I think it's going to shake up the West hard because the West is – I was watching those games last night, and I'm like, this is going to be a problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.